We're ready.
Let's go. Now, is it going to be different coming into a game knowing all the results that have happened that could impact you, whether it's Atlanta, Seattle, or Green Bay?
I don't think it's going to be any different. We got our mindset on one goal, and that's winning the division. It's still up for grabs. We got to take care of business Sunday night and see where it goes from there.
If the Packers were to lose and that game wouldn't mean anything for you guys, would that affect your – would that be any kind of letdown?
I wouldn't think so, because we're going to be in good rhythm going into the playoffs and be in good rhythm, you know, as a team, period. So we want to win all the games. So we don't want to just go out there and get half the effort because we know we're in the playoffs or we can't win the division. We want to go out there and win the game because it's a football game that we should win.
On teams you've been on, is there a danger in letting your foot off the gas too early? I mean, like Carolina, when you guys had a bye, does that get tough to kind of stay in rhythm when you get that situation?
Yeah, I think so. In the year I was in Carolina, we went 12-4 my last season, and we had a first-round bye. We came out and played the 49ers in the second round of the playoff, and we was flat. We was flat, man. We didn't play well at all. I think we got in the red zone offensively like three times and couldn't score on that team. And those guys played the week before. They was rolling. So I feel like I don't want to bye. You know, I don't want to buy. I want to go out there and be in the same rhythm. Our offense playing great right now defensively. You know, we stopping teams from scoring points. So we're in a great rhythm right now. We're in a great place as a team.
Captain, what are your thoughts on the Odell Beckham situation?
It's a crazy situation, man. Guys get caught up in the game, and guys get caught up, you know, playing physical, playing tough. And those guys, man, they was getting after each other all game. You looked at all game. I was like, man, I would have been exhausted. There's no way I could keep that up every single play. And those guys, they did. You know, they kept going at each other. And, you know, they was going out there competing, but at the same time, you got to stay within the game. You got to stay within the rules of the game and, you know, put your team in the best situation to win.
No, not to.
It's not my call. I want him to play because I want to play against the best, one of the best. He's one of the best in the league. So I definitely want to go out there and compete against him. So I definitely want him to play. But if they make the rule that he don't play, you got to abide by the rules, man. You can't have no unnecessary penalties like those guys did. But at the same time, you just got to go out there and, you know, execute the game plan to help your team win.
What would his loss mean to the Giants?
Oh, he's a big part. He's a big part of their team. I think he got 13 touchdowns on the year. 1,300 yards receiving. He's a Pro Bowler guy. So it definitely would be a big loss for those guys. But at the same time, they got guys that can step up that's been in this league for a while. They got Hakeem Nicks. You know, a lot of guys like, you know, Hakeem Nicks. That was a long time ago. But he's still a great player, man. I still think he's one of the top receivers in the league because of his body size and his control. And, you know, they got Randall who's been outstanding. So they got some guys that can step up and make some plays. And, you know, you got Eli Manning in the backfield. You know, you got Eli Manning at quarterback position. So it's definitely going to be a tough situation for us. But at the same time, we just got to go out there, execute, and play within the game.
What were your thoughts on the Pro Bowl results?
They suck.
You know, B-Rob said it sucks. But at the same time, man, you know, I feel like we should have had more people on there. We're a good football team. We got a lot of great players on this team. And, you know, I guess, you know, the fans or, you know, some of the guys didn't see it the same way as we did. But, you know, it's a team game. So we're trying to have our goal on one thing, and that's winning the division. So we're trying to go out there and win this game Sunday and see where it goes from there.
Hey, Captain, I need you to describe Christmas in one word if Mike Zimmer was Santa.
He probably called me an elf or something, man.
You've already been called elf once today.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
It is what it is. You know, I might be short, but I got a big heart. Can you get out of my face? I want to finish my meeting.
Okay. I'll come back. All right.
No, I'm sure you've never had one to the extent that Norman and Beckham had on Sunday, but have you ever had someone where the battle during the game gets to the point where you're getting under each other's skin and it gets a little beyond the game?
Yeah, I actually got into one of those things before a couple years ago, Stevie Johnson.
Okay.
And when he was in Buffalo, we was going at each other every single play. It seemed like everywhere he went, I went, and we was just at each other. But we stayed within the rules. I didn't get a flag. He didn't get a flag. And I did get a fine.
Okay.
I did get a fine. But, you know, we talked after the game and left it as that. You know, we know both of us, we was competing against each other, trying to bring the best out of each other. So I've been in that situation before, but I didn't take it to the screen like those guys
did. How much
the
plan was?
I think it was like 7,900 or something like that. But I remember I was like, God, dog. You know, even I should have never hit him like that on that play. I would have kept $7,900 in my pocket. But, you know, it happens in the game, and we got kind of physical with each other, but I didn't get a flag.
You know, coming off the game with Chicago, it looks like, you know, that was about as strong as a full team performance as you guys have put in. Is that the kind of momentum you're looking for?
That's what you need. You got to get hot at the right time. You know, and this is the right time to be hot. And if you look at some of the teams that won a Super Bowl in the past, you look at the New York Giants team that went like 8-8 or 9-7. They got hot at the right time and, you know, ended up winning the Super Bowl. So I feel like we're in the perfect spot right now. We just came off a big-time win, and now we got a Sunday night game that can show guys we can play in prime time.
Like playing in prime time?
I do. I love playing in prime time. The whole world gets to watch me, get to make some plays, and all your family and friends back at home can see what you can do.